welcome back to another mini episode of Perder, She Wrote.
This is a morning episode, and we're not in a position to be drinking breakfast wine at this point.
No, no, it's about 10:30 a.m.
Yeah.
So, coffee.
Coffee is what's on the menu.
Yes. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dana LaCoco.
And I am your other co-host, Sunshine Lamontree.
And we are happy to have another mini episode. This one's pretty fun.
Yeah. So we work in an office and we had a presentation, sort of like a, what do you do outside of work? What makes you an interesting human being?
Yes. I think in an effort to spice up our quarterly meeting, some of our supervisors reached out and were like, what's this podcast thing you guys do? Do you want to talk about it?
We were like, yeah, we want to talk about it, and we'll do you one better. Let's make it interactive and make everyone at the meeting write their own Cozy Cat Mad Libs.
Yes, if you remember back to episode 10, we put together some Cozy Cat Mad Libs. So we printed out a bunch and had our coworkers fill them out. And we are very excited to read the results today.
Yeah, we got a few good responses. We'll go through and take a look and read some out loud to you.
Yes.
Vibin' with Bert.
I like the sound of that.
Dana, do you want to read Vibin' with Bert?
Yes.
Cozy Cat Mystery.
I would love to. We also should have asked everyone to put their names on these, so I'm not sure who's responsible for this, but it's going to be good. Okay. Vibin' with Bert. Maria woke up with the sun shining through her windows. Her Siamese, Bert Reynolds, hopped up onto her pillow to wish her a good morning, just as he always did. Bam! He said, pawing at her delicately, yet insistently. Oh, okay, she said, petting Bert Reynolds and getting up from her cozy nest of blankets.
Can I just say, we did not read them our Cozy Cat Mystery.
No, but the fact that we've got Bert Reynolds in here, addition to Bert Schmenolds.
Who is still, to this day, one of my favorite characters.
Yes.
Bert Schmenolds.
Bert Schmenolds.
Okay, back to the Siamese.
Maria wasn't looking forward to today. As a director of the Vibe, she was partially responsible for putting on the baby kitten shower in Oshkosh. Normally, that was a piece of cake for Maria, but ever since the murder-suicide, the entire town of Oshkosh had been on edge.
Gosh.
I'm not sure what director of the Vibe is, but I like that it fits back with Vibin' with Bert.
I like that the main town event is a baby kitten shower.
I want to go to one of those.
Does that mean that a cat is having kittens and they're throwing a cat a kitten shower?
I hope so. Let's see, Maria had some theories on who'd done it, but so did everyone else. Billy Bob, the fireman, thought that they are all watching. While Aunt Dolly, the retired school admin, thought that the city will take my pension. But that wasn't public knowledge. If only Maria could finally talk to Roman, the newly established wanderer in town, he might know. We've got to figure out the murder-suicide before it tears our town apart, she said to Bert Reynolds, shaking her head. Grrr, he said, whiskers quivering.
Yeah.
Excellent job, whoever wrote Vibin' with Bert.
That is a great start
truly
to a Cozy Cat Mystery. Yes. Oshkosh sounds delightful.
Mm-hmm.
Very cozy.
Super cozy.
The fact that the whole town is getting in on this kitten shower.
Yes.
Wow.
That cat is going to be well equipped to be a cat mom.
That's true.
What else have we got?
I will read the beginning of Kitty's First Vandal.
I like the title.
Sarah woke up with the sun shining through her windows. Her marmalade tabby, Mittens,
cute,
hopped up onto her pillow to wish her a good morning, just as he always did. Rawr, he said, pawing at her delicately yet insistently. Okay, okay, she said, petting Mittens and getting up from her cozy nest of blankets. Sarah wasn't looking forward to today. As a stenographer, she was partially responsible for putting on the Writers Guild in Sunnyvale. Normally, that was a piece of cake for Sarah, but ever since the vandalism of the town hall.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun. The entire town of Sunnyvale has been on edge. Sarah had some theories on who'd done it, but so did everyone else. Larson, the postal carrier, thought that the rival town of Dark Point did it in retaliation for the theft of their beloved pigeon statue.
Oh my god. That's a great theory. I love
Who stole the pigeon statue?
I want to know.
I can't blame Dark Point for acting out.
I like Sunnyvale versus Dark Point. I'm here for this rivalry.
It's so good.
Yes.
While Johnson, the astrologist, thought that the mayor had done it, but that wasn't public knowledge. I hope the mayor did it. Yes. Can you imagine if the mayor vandalized the town hall?
Yeah. To cover up for the fact that he stole the pigeon statue?
Yes.
Oh. That would tear that town apart.
If only Sarah could finally talk to Jordan, the newly established lawyer in town.
Ooh.
He might know. We've got to figure out the vandalism before it tears our town apart, she said to Mittens, shaking her head. Mew, he said, whiskers quivering.
Cute.
I love Kitty's first vandal.
That's excellent. Do we know who wrote that one, or is it a mystery?
It's also a mystery. No name, but it's a good one. It's what phenomenal. A premise.
Yes, I love that.
We have another one here. Do you want to take this one?
Of course. So this is Bye Bye Bambi. Let's see. We've got our main heroine. This is Penelope. She has a Siamese cat named Bambi. Penelope wasn't looking forward to today. As a train conductor, she was partially responsible for putting on the cotillion in Pleasantville. Normally, that was a piece of cake for Penelope. But ever since the arson? Oh no. The entire town of Pleasantville had been on edge.
No.
Penelope had some theories on who'd done it, but so did everyone else. Elmer, the horse trainer, thought that the earth is flat.
Oh, no.
Elmer.
Come on. Buddy.
Oh, globes are a lie. While Wanda, the nosy neighbor, thought that the butler did it, but that wasn't public knowledge. If only Penelope could finally talk to Johnny, the newly established butcher in town, he might know. We've got to figure out the arson before it tears our town apart, said Penelope, shaking her head. Grrr, Bambi said, whiskers quivering. Love that.
We have one more, but it's a little hard to read. This person must have been a doctor in another life.
Oh. Although I think the last two we've got... our first couple, we didn't realize that the Mad Libs would be such a hit.
Yeah.
And probably should have given everyone more time. So these are the only two that have the back pages, the thrilling conclusions filled out. So maybe we should read those.
Yeah, maybe just the, should we read the whole thing or just the back page?
Let's just do the back page. We'll do the thrilling conclusions on these ones.
All right. Well, do you want to go first?
Sure. This is the doggone catastrophe.
Nice. That's punny.
This is very punny. Petra, it was you all along, but why? Katrina couldn't believe her eyes. Petra laughed maniacally. I love fashionable cats, not dogs. And I'll get away with it, too. She began to advance on Katrina menacingly. Katrina looked all around the town square, but there was nowhere to run. She wished she had her leash to defend herself. Katrina never thought it would end this way. I should mention that this cozy mystery, our heroine is more of a cozy dog person and not a cozy cat person. Her occupation is dog walker.
Is she the villain? Is the protagonist the villain?
I think the cat person is the villain in this. Wow. What a twist. I wonder if there are cozy dog mysteries.
I think there are.
Probably.
We've seen some where it's like the Pomeranian saves the day. I don't know.
In this one, we've got the cat is named Pug.
Oh.
And I think maybe the cat is just supposed to be a pug. Anyways, we've got Katrina, our dog person, versus Petra, our cat person.
Got it.
All of a sudden, there was a great commotion from above. Growl! Pug shrieked as he took a flying leap and landed right on Petra's head. Katrina joined the fray and used a dog poop bag, parentheses, filled, to knock Petra out cold. Just then, the door to the Bundt Cake store burst open, and Timmy, Teddy, and Dave rushed in. "Katrina, are you all right?" asked Dave, his biceps flexed.
That's so good. So good. That's right out of a story. Yeah.
"I'm much better now," Katrina said. "And Pug here saved my life." "I can't believe Petra was behind the explosion," Timmy exclaimed. "Yes, can you believe it's all because she loves cats?" Katrina shook her head incredulously. "Well, she won't be sending bombs anymore," said Timmy, clamping handcuffs on Petra. Case closed.
Case closed. I like that we have somewhere in our office a person who's like,
"This is going to be about dogs."
I hear you.
Yes.
I see what you're saying. This is about dogs.
I mean, and The Doggone Catastrophe is an excellent title.
It is. So. It is.
A good conclusion.
All right.
And so, we've got one more thrilling conclusion on a DIY cat mystery.
This cozy cat mystery title is Linkin Park Cozy Cat Murder.
All right.
"Joe, it was you all along, but why? Val couldn't believe her eyes. Joe laughed maniacally. Money!" And all- I love it. "Money, and I'll get away with it, too." She began to advance. Oh, we have a... Is that a typo in there? Oh, no. We assumed that the villain was a woman?
Oh, strong female murderers.
Yay. Bless us.
Yes.
All right. "Well, Joe began to advance on Val menacingly. Val looked all around the Linkin Park, but there was nowhere to run." I think Linkin Park is well known for running areas. Yes. Truly. Oh, we'll go with it.
I like it.
"She wished she had her high heels to defend herself. Val never thought it would end this way. All of a sudden, there was a great commotion from above. Purr," Kitz shrieked as she took a flying leap and landed right on Joe's head. Val joined the fray and used a grouge fring to knock the villain out cold. Just then, the door to the Linkin Park burst open and Boris Pete Town Cowrie ran in. "Val, are you all right?" asked. Oh, Tom Cruise. It's Tom Cruise. Oh. It's not Town Cowrie.
It's Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is the love interest in this.
All right, so, "Val, are you all right?" asked Tom Cruise, his muscles flexed. "I'm much better now," Val said. "And Kitz here saved my life. I can't believe Joe was behind the murder," Boris exclaimed. "Yes, can you believe it's all because money?" Val shook her head incredulously. "Well, she won't be murdered anymore," said Boris, clamping handcuffs on Joe. Case closed.
Case closed.
That's it.
What was the weapon?
Here, you take a look. Blunt object. It looks like grouge fring. What is it? It's two words. I think it's definitely a G and an F.
I think it's George Foreman. Like the George Foreman grill.
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
You could definitely hurt someone with the George Foreman grill.
That thing is heavy.
Yeah. Didn't Michael from The Office burn his foot on it?
I don't remember.
There's an episode where he does that.
I can see that happening.
And then later he cooks like burgers or something and they're like, "Did you do that on the same grill?" It's really oh, no. It's disgusting. Anyway, I'm so proud of our coworkers. Yes. For these great stories they have shared with us. We are currently reading Curiosity Killed the Cat.
Yes.
By T.H. Hunter, mm-hmm. I believe.
You're correct.
And
it's our first British cozy mystery.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
So we'll have that episode prepared 2 weeks from now.
Yep.
And I think it'll be a good one.
I think so, too. I'm pretty excited to talk about that and share it with all of you guys.
Yes.
If you haven't already, go online, go to iTunes, and rate, review, and subscribe to Perder, She Wrote, the only Cozy Cat mystery podcast in the whole world.
As far as we know.
As far as we know.
And if you know of another one, tweet us, hit us up on Facebook, or send us an email.
Yeah.
We want to know what you guys think, and we're always open to your reading suggestions, cat stories, and just...
anything.
Yeah, whatever, kittens. We love ya.
We love ya. Bye!
Bye!